Okay, so today is Daf Vav. Oh, right, now we have a Mazon. Daf Vav. So we are on Daf Vav of Amud Aleph, four lines at the top of the words Maske. But we have to understand where we are. Basically, what happened was back on Daf Hey, they asked a question. In other words, Reish Lakish said, Reish Lakish asked the question, why do you bring the korban? What does the second korban do? Then he was told, oh, you see other places, like by your led, you see other places whereby a korban is brought, but there's no kapara. Okay, that was that. They went back and forth. Now we're basically over here trying to prove that you said that what you're talking about is not mechaper, that there's no kapara. You have plenty of places where there's an ola. You bring an ola, it can be mechaper on other aveiros. So through here, maybe the ola can be mechaper on other aveiros. The Gemara then basically asks, you mean to tell me that the yarshim are kone the karban? In order to get kapara, you have to own the karban. You tell me the yarshim are kone the karban? So the Gemara says, it can't be that they're kone the karban, because we have a halacha that if a father leaves a korban mincha for his sons, that they can be makir the mincha. And the halacha is a korban mincha cannot be brought to b'shukvas. So it must be that they're not kone. So the Gemara says, wait a second, they're not kone? The Gemara says, just to recap, the Gemara says they're not kone. They bring another case of Rav Yochanan by a father who leaves over an animal for a kachim, and their two sons, they can't do tamura. Tamura would not be effective. So if you said they were kone, then you understand why they can't do tamura, because there's no concept of tamura when it comes to shutvin. But if you say that they were not kone, then I understand why they can do tamura. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference, because they were accustomed by tamura. Ein hakanami yarshim are not kone, right? They're not kone, therefore they're not kone, and therefore there's no kapara for them. They're not kone. Why can't they be meimir? There's a gezeirus hakasid by Tmura that says heimir yamir, that says that echad meimir and shnayim meimir. So only one can be meimir and two cannot be meimir. So more than now asks, what we're up to now is maskif la Rav Yaakov minar pekod. Rav Yaakov minar pekod asks the following question: Elamayata, if you're going to learn from the words heimir yamir that you're me'ay two yarshim that they cannot do Tmura, so gabi meiser by meiser sheni. Right, the luck is by Maisha Sheni that if you redeem Maisha Sheni, you have to add a chomish. You redeem it for the price, and you add a fifth. Right, so the Maisha Sheni also says in Gaol Yigal, which is similar to Hamir Yomir. Right, Gaol Yigal. So why don't we say that comes to Rabbos as a Yoresh? That comes to include our Yoresh, that he's chayav to add a chomish when he's poded the Maisha of his father. Hachanami. So too here, we should say Echad Goel, the Ein Shnayim Goelim. Same Nimud. Hamir Yomir, Goel Yigal. It should only be that one Yorish should be allowed. Only one Yorish's. That's not the right way to say it. Only one Yorish's Tadia is valid, but two are not because they have the Gzeirus HaKasav. The Gemara says no. You can't have that Gzeirus HaKasav by Meiser. You have to look into what's going on here. Say it outside. When it comes to Tmura, you can never have Shutvas. Tmura will never work by carbon and Shutvas, even if the father was alive. If the father was alive, you can be told that joint property, right? Mara says, Shani Meiser, the Gabi Avuhun, Nami Isa Bishkapas. Meiser is different because by the father, he can also be told that if he has a Shutvas. Right, but it still works. So Shutvas still works. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, right, Isa Bishkapas. There's no place where shutvin are excluded from being poed in Meiser Sheni. Even if you and I own Meiser together, I can be poed it. Right? I can be poed it, and then I'll get the chomish. You see, even if they're partners, Meiser, Tadia by Meiser works. So you can't tell me if it works when we're alive, it works when I'm dead. As opposed to Tmura, if you and I own an animal together, and I decide to make Tmura, it's not going to work. It's not valid. It's the pasuk. So basically what we're left with here is we're still by where we were before. We're by the place where there is no kinyan. Right? There's no kinyan. That is why the mincha they can bring it, because really there's no mincha by Shukus, but they can bring it because there's no Kenyan. How come if there's no Kenyan, they can't bring, make more? That's what Zeresh Akasa. So Gemara says, wait a second. Amalei Rav Asi, Rav Ashi, Umina, from the etzem din of Tmura, that a Yorish can be, a single Yorish can be, can do Meimir, I'm going to prove from there that you have Kenyan. Roy, Iyamar Bishma Kaniluhu, if you tell me that the korban of the father is nicknamed to the Yorshim and they get kapara, then I understand. That's, I understand why one Yorish can do Tmura. We'll see in a second. Ela Iyamart lo kanyuluhu, but if you tell me that there is no Kenyan on the inherited korban, hechi meimer, how is it possible for this, even the single Yorish, to do Tmura? The ha amar Rabbi Yavo, amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say three halachas, and our proof is from the second halacha. Number one, hamakdish moshi chomish. The halacha that we have is that if a korban has a mum, you can be makal with onto money. And the kedusha of the korban goes onto the money, and with that money, you buy another korban. So, when the owners come to be mechalel this korban, I got the mum, you add a fifth of the value of the korban. But if somebody else comes to the field, let's say it's your korban, but I come in and I'm mechalel it, right? I have the money, I'm come to mechalel it, I'm not mosif the chomesh, I just have to pay the value, right? So the chiyuv of this chomesh is only totally the person who gets kapara. No, it's totally with the person who's makdish it, salacha. Let's say, for example, you own a korban, and I'm makdish the korban on your behalf. So only if no, but if I'm makdish your korban, so now it gets a mum. So now you have to redeem it. If you redeem it, you don't have to add the chomish because no, it has nothing to do with that because you weren't the one who was makdish it. I didn't mess it up. It got a mum. It got a mum. It was walking around and a rock fell on it. It got a mum. I was mocked. You owe a korban ola. You don't have an animal. I don't worry, I'll mock this one of mine. Here, this is hektish for you to bring a korban. So now we get some mum. So you have to be poed it. If you poed it, doesn't make a difference. You don't have to add the chomish. If I poed it, I have to make you add the chomish because the extra chomish is dependent on the person who was mockedish the korban. That's what Rashi says. A mockedish mosif korban. Adam shanan der korban v'frisho chaveiro mishalo l'schaper bo. It's done by his friend. L'schaper bo. Hanoder, v'humam ba'al l'chalo, im ha'mafrish m'chalo mosif chomish, v'mischaper m'chalo ein mosif chomish. So the chomish is taloi on the makdish. Yes, a nice guy. Alright, the next case is v'mischaper oser tmura. And the mischaper makes the tmura. Let's say I am makdish a carbon for you. If I try to make tmura, not effective. Only if you make tmura, it's effective. Why? Because tmura is only effective if it's done by the mischaper. See that question right away. If this single yoris is making tmura, he must be a mischaper. If he's being mischaper, he must be koneh. If he's koneh, then we go all the way back. If he's koneh, he gets the kapara, and then you have a case. Then it's not that there's no kapara. The question there's no paradigm to ask the question on Reish Lakish. And the next case is by Torah Mishalo Al Shachaveru. Again, I'm a nice guy, and you need to take off truma, and I mafresh truma on behalf of your kri. I can determine which kohen gets the tovas hamashalo. I can determine which kohen gets the truma. So you see from the second words of Rav Asi that the yorish must be karban, must be koneh. The yorish is koneh. That's why you get kafara. So Gemara gives a very, very, at least in my mind, a very difficult answer. The Gemara says, Mikva lo mechapra, mikufio mechapra. So just translate the words. I think it means that the Yoresh doesn't get a set kapara, but he gets a floating kapara. So Rashi says, Mikva lo mechapra, mikufio mechapra, kapara kvua, a set kapara, sheye Yoresh bala of mamash, to be the actual real Yoresh, ein lohe. That he doesn't get. So he's not the real owner. Therefore, go back, hilkach, Gabe minchok sheirali karev dilo shutvin he. They're not really konit, so they're not konit and they're not shutvin. So therefore, you can bring the karev mincha. Ava kapara kufya, which means with safa, which means to float, mimele yeshlahan behilkok meimir. They have a little bit of an ownership, enough of an ownership to make the tmura. Very nice. How does that work? What's the it's like this quasi bailus that they have. It's a quasi bailus that's sufficient vitamins for Tamura, but not sufficient vitamin for. What's the? How does that work? So I thought maybe I don't know. Someone said that they told me that there's a slight on this, but I didn't get a chance to look at that. But maybe think what it is. A mincha by definition, is a gift. Korban mincha. So in order to give, that makes sense. In order to give a gift, you really have to be the owner. But then why are these guys bringing the gift? No, that doesn't work. So mincha kibi alog mincha kubiyum kafa. Then it's, I saw that someone mentioned Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that what it means is not that it's flowing. It means that you get from this korban, they'll get kapara from the vidui. Still, why is there a difference between the mincha and I don't understand what the difference between the mincha is and the, I understand what they're saying. They're saying it's a quasi bilus. Why? How does that work? Okay, but if you go back, so they're not considered the real owners. If they're not considered the real owners, they don't get real kapara. They don't get real kapara. They just got to work it back. They don't get real kapara. So therefore, they're not real owners. Therefore, if they're not getting real kapara, they're not really the yorshim. They're not really the owners. They're not really the owners. Not getting kapara. So therefore, you can't have that question say that the ola, they get kapara, and therefore you have a paradigm by the yoledes. You see where a person is yorish, gets the carbon of the dead parent, and is makrivit, even though there's no toelos, because they're not getting real kapara. Well, that's where the whole thing started, because we're asking for Reish Lakish. Why don't Reish Lakish say, oh no, in that case, you're also getting kapara. Well, you're not really getting kapara, because you're only getting mokupya kapara, which is only sufficient for Tamura. Okay, next question. The Gemara is going back to that we didn't learn in our Mishnah, that Mishnah said, again, Kol Zvachim Shdishvim Shlo Shmak Shirim, Elish Lo El Levayim L'Shem Kova. So Yibayim Lahu, they asked, you now shefted, you had the animal. The Kohen said it was Shlo Shma. So you have this Ola. The Ola is still, you continue with the process, but you still, the owner still has to bring another Korban Ola. The Gemara says, Kipru Al-Mashabau Olo Kipru. So when they now fulfilled and finished this first korban, that was Shlo Lishma, does the Bailim get kapara or not? An ola is brought because he violates some mitzvah sase, or lafanita klase. So does he get kapara? Right? When do you get kapara? He has to bring a second korban. So Rashi says, Lukute Rashi, where is Lukute? No, but what does he say? The idea is that he gets like this floating protection. He's protected from Yisur in the meantime. Where was that, Rashi? Right, Kippur Mashabo, Kachim Shinishmuk Shlo Shmon, Vikarvu, Vitznan, Lo Alu Shem Kova, Vitzorcha Viacher, Miu Mi Boile, Im Kippur Alachet Shahupashu Alav, does he get Kapara? Venap Gemina, Shlo Yidag Mina Yisurin Bengtayim. It's almost like an Ashim Toiloi type concept. You have this floating kapara. In the meantime, you're protected, but you still have to bring a new one. So in the meantime, until you bring a new one, you don't have to worry about Yisurin. But you still have a chiyuv to get real pure kapara afterwards. That's what Rashi says. So Yibailu, Kipru, Mashabo, Olo Kipru. So Gemara asks, wait, Amar Rav Shisha, Rei Rav Adi, Mistaber Lo Kipru. Must mean that you don't get kapara. Because if you don't get kapara, the Isak Adaita Shekipru, if you do get kapara, Shing Lamu Huba, what do you get the second one for? You got the kapara. I said it in a way that you would bring it, but if you protect it and you get kapara, so what's the purpose of the second one? So Gemara says, Alma Mai Lo Kipru? Must mean, what are you telling me, that there's no kapara? Then therefore, what is Lama Hu Kariv Klau? Why is it Kariv? Why do you get it? Why do you bring it at all? Klau's on the Gemara. Why is it Kariv? Right? If it doesn't do anything, why is it brought? I mean, I guess, I don't understand. Then we had the Pasuk yesterday. It's Nedo Nadava. Okay. It's like the same question. Right. For the second one. Right. But there, the idea is, though, that we know it's counted. They're both counted. Here we're saying that the first one you bring doesn't even count. So if it doesn't count for anything, why you continue bringing on the Mizbeah? It's a pointless karba. You can't bring a pointless karba. I don't understand. Number one, we said it's exactly the custom. Number one, point to Rashi. Let's say you get protection from the Yisurim. So Amar of Ashi, Rashi says, no, this is what the question is. Amar of Ashi, Rashi Shabri, Idiya Hatkashli, this was his question. Iyamar Bishma Lo Kipru, if you say that you don't get kapara from the first karbon, so, Shalo Lishmo, Mikoach Lishmo Ka'asi, Mushain Ilamu. So then he says basically like this. I think this is what he's saying, that if there's no kapara from the first animal, I still can understand why it's brought. It's brought because it's dragged in from the fact that it was already set aside. Right, Rashi says, Iyamar Krishma lo Kipru, Rashi, the last short line, Rashi, Afil haki mikrav karvi, Dishalo lishma mikoach lishmo kasi, Dimitchilasa lishmo hukdash. It was initially hooked us lishma, Visheni, and that's why it's brought, because it's dragged in by its initial intent. Visheni ba lechaper lachet. And the second one comes to give kapara, right? Kigon im olahi, mechaperas alasei. O im asham, yechaper alashamo. So it's been dragged in. But, Usheni lamahu ba lechaper. About Eli Iyamartagmar says that Kipru, that you get full fledged kapara with the first one, then, Sheni lamahu ba. Why does the second one come through? So it must be that you don't get kapara, the Gemara says. And the only reason why you bring it is because it's dragged in because of the... because it's a nadava. Now, it becomes a nadava. That should be the answer. So, you see from here that the karbanah shekarbush lo shmo, they don't get kapara. Number one, I don't understand. We have the pasuk that's nadava. Number two, according to Rashi, we just said that you get it's the protection from Yisur. So that's number two. Tosafos asks another question. He goes, Tema, similar question, I guess. He says, Tema, kama karbanas adam misnadev, or maybe zera kazer miyad. Also, a lot of, like, it's a nadava. A lot of times you can be misnadev a lot of karbanos and bring one after another. So this, I think what Tosas is asking, didn't we just say that this neder turned into a nadava? So you bring it, then you bring another karbon. What's the question? So he says, Tama kama karbanos other misnadev or maybe zera kazer miyad. Al fisha keeper harishon sinash l'shmo. We know the first one took care of everything. He says, but Yishlomar the parich. He says the question is shemi lama chayiv l'chavi. Why are you obligated to bring the second one? So the Gemara says, "In Tomar, my Kamashini Lamu Ba Dilmak Asi Lechaper Amachshavik Lo Shmo." I don't say this question. So maybe the second karbon is coming to brought to give kapara on the Machshavik Lo Shmo. Well, we know right away that he didn't do the Lo Shmo kavana. It was the Kohen that did the Lo Shmo kavana. And Tosa says that, right? He says, "Each moment the Machshavik Tuli Ba Ovei Over Korban Lo Mekaper El Ba Baalel." What's the having in the Tosa? Know that right away, and it's very difficult with the whole setup. Okay, next. We go to another subject the Gemara has. The subject is not... Really, yeah. Stupid. Can't bring it on the Mizbeah. He would just say, force it. Throw it to the dogs. Burn it. What? To be sorry, to what? It's a Pasul Korban. Whatever you do with a Pasul Korban. Yeah, it's not a Pasul Nasir Begupo, but it's a Machshava. We had that also, that concept. The Machshava made a Pasul. Right, so what's the first last question? He's saying, why is there an absolute obligation? But, you say both of them. So yeah, you have to bring it to fulfill your obligation. I don't know, I don't say the whole toast. I don't say the Gemara, I don't say the toast. Alright. If you touch it, it's welcome and touch it. That's like a language of its own. Very, very, very difficult. That thing, I still don't understand. That floating kapara. I don't understand what that means. All right, next. Yivayilhu, they ask another suffix. This is unrelated to our Mishnah, but it's a suffix by an ola that was nisbah lishma. All right, so what we say, an ola is mechaper on mitzvahs asei, and I think lav nitak lasei. Right? That's what mechaper is to say. So yivayilhu, asei dila acha hafrasha. Mechapra or lo mechapra. Let's say I violate a mitzvah asay. I didn't put on tefillin. I didn't put on tefillin on Monday. And I mafresh my ola. I mafresh my brit asay. I mafresh my ola to be mechapra for that. I mafresh it on Tuesday. I'm going to bring it to the base of mitzvah on Thursday. And on Wednesday, I don't put on tefillin again. Does that ola that I was mafresh on Tuesday and I'm going to bring on Thursday, will that be mechapra for the brit asay I did on Wednesday? Right? Asay to la'achar ha'prasha mechapra or lo mechapra. The Gemara says, what's the study? Maybe it should be similar to a chatas. Ma chatas to call them hafrosha in la'achar hafrosha lo. By the chatas, the halacha is that it's only mechaper specifically for that for the aver you put aside for. It can't be mechaper for an aver you did later, right? Rashi says second wide last Rashi. Achatas to lo mechapra ela shiglas karis to call them hafrosha. Iksiv o hoda a lo chataso. You have to know about it before. You have to know about the aver before you when you mafresh it. But maybe you say the same thing by an ola. Avhafanami, the kodim afrosha in, la'achar afrosha lo. O Dilmo, you can say the other side, lo damya, there's no comparison with chatos. The chatos, akochet v'chet, boy l'shir chad chatos. Each individual sin requires its own korban chatos. and Ola is not Halacha, you can combine, you can do one Ola for a lot of Bittul Ases, right? B'Hacha, by an Ola, Keba De'ika Kama Ase Gabe Mechapra, since you can make one Ola can count for a lot of Averis that you did, Ase La'achar Prashanam Mechapra, so maybe it can also work for not Bittul Ase that took place after I set aside the Karba. Now the Gemara is going to try to answer. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I would think so. Yeah, God, this is clear. Okay, so the Gemara then is now going to give an answer, and that the Gemara is trying to prove now that the Ola is Mechaperes on an Asay after an Afrasha. And I don't understand. So Tashma, the full Pasuk is, V'samach yada rosha ola, you have to do smicha on the head of the carbon ola, v'nir tzolo l'chaper olav, and then it comes ritzoi and you get kapara. So they ask right away, it seems it says v'samach v'nir tzolo, that the kapara is colored in the smicha. The Gemara says, v'ki smicha m'chaperes, is smicha what creates a kapara? V'alo in kapara el badam. The halacha is that kapara comes by the zrika. That's when you get kapara. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, ki adam hu b'nefesh yichaper, that the dam is the soul, and that's where you get kapara. The Gemara says, "Ela matam aloma v'samach v'nir to the chaper." So, what is the Gemara talking about? That you do smicha and that counts as ritzoy and you get kapara. Gemara says, "She'im asar l'smicha shiyare mitzvah male lav akaski lo kiper v'kiper." If you did smicha like a leftover mitzvah, which I think means that this mitzvah wasn't important enough in your eyes, and therefore you left it over, shiyare mitzvah. Then and then you did everything else right, but you left out the smicha. The Torah says you got kapara, but you didn't get kapara, right? Rashi says, "Shiyari mitzvah shelo nechshava be'enav." It wasn't important in his eyes. Velo asa, so kiidu lo kiper v'kiper. Klomar af api ken kiper. You got some kapara, but you did something wrong over here. So my love, the Gemara says, you see from here, my love, that the kavana of the mission is. Dechiper asay dekodem hafrasha, but lo kiper al asay desmicha. Right, the habilei asay do after hafrasha. Meaning that you see from here that you got kapara. What did you get kapara for? You got kapara for all the mitzvahs, all the bitul asays you did prior to the time you were mevatel the mitzvah of smicha, prior to the hafrasha. But the bitul asay of not doing smicha, which is after the hafrasha, you don't get kapara. So the kapara is for what's done before Afrasha, but there's no kapara, right? The low key pair is on the bitul asay of smicha, which is done after Afrasha. So Amar Rav, and the Gemara says, I say the smicha kamarta, you're talking about the bitul asay of smicha, say it outside. But you only mevatel the asay of smicha when? After the shechita. If I bring it and I don't do the smicha, so I have to shecht it. So when's the bitul asay? The bitul asay is not after Afrasha. The bitul asay is even a later time. It's after the shechita. And no one holds that an ola can work for an asay that you were mevatel after shechita. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, maisei v'smicha kamarta, shani hasam, dechol kama delo shachit ba'amar v'samachai. So long as you haven't shechted the animal yet, you have the potential to do smicha. There's no bitul asay yet. Emas kahabi asay, when are you mevatel the asay? That's la'achar shechita. La'achar shechita. It's only after you shechted, you kill the animal. La'achar shechita lo kami voilon. No one has a suffix. Everyone holds that after shechita, the ola is not going to work for a bitul asay after shechita. That can't be the intention of the Mishnah and of that brisa, and that can't be a raya to our question. So Amalei Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Huna. The Gemara now learns talking about this brisa. So Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rava. Why are you explaining the Mishnah that the chiper below chiper is talking about that does not get kapara on the asay of smicha? It has nothing to do with that. Ema kiper gabra, lo kiper kape shmaya. I don't know what that means necessarily, but he says kiper gabra. Rashi says al kol asay shebiyado v'nitzam in a yisurin. He gets kapara and he's saved from the yisurin, so it works. But lo kiper kape shmaya, Rashi says l'nachas ruach l'konin lo av mitzvah remufar. He didn't do the hiddur. He didn't do it. But that's what keeper low keeper is. And he says, I have a paradigm for that also, right? I have a paradigm also. Another example where a korban is not done in a mukar, because it says with keeper below keeper. Me lotznan. Don't we know in the Mishnah in the Goyim in Perek Yudalid it says by the Tahara of the Metzora. So one of the things with the Metzora is you take the oil and you put it on his thumb, and there's the big toe, right? You put the oil, and what about the leftover oil? So the pasuk says, "V'hanoser b'shemen asher alakaf." It says, "Kohen yitein al rosh hamitayer." You put it on his head, right? The kafir alav b'nei Hashem. You put it on his head to get kapara. So im nasa, not im nitan. If the Mishnah says, if you put the extra oil on his head, kiper, you get kapara. The im lo nitan, lo kiper. If you didn't put it on his head and you missed this step, the Sora still does not get kapara. He's still mechusar kippurim, and he's still aser b'kachim. Dibei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, no, shiyari mitzvos hein. These are leftover parts of the mitzvah. Bein nitan, ubein shelo nitan kiper. Uman alav ilo kiper. Now, whether you put it on his head or not, he still has kapara because you put it on the thumb and the big toe. He gets kapara. He's not mechusar kippurim. He can bring the karbonas. What didn't he do? He didn't put it on the head. So therefore, it's mine ilo kiper. It's evident kiper, which means he didn't do mitzvah in a mokka. So the Gemara says, well, I guess the Gemara is going to say now, my ki'ilu lo kiper, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean, ki'ilu lo kiper? Ilein, whether he barely see the carbon achrino, if you mean that he has to bring another carbon, right, it's not mechaper at all, and therefore he has to start from scratch, ha'amarta bein nasan bein lo nitan kiper. We said he gets kapara. He can't bring, another carbon. Ella, kiper gapra, he himself got kapara, lo kiper kapashmaya, but he didn't do mitzvah min a mukhar, nachas ruach kono, right, the Rashi said. So Hakanami, so to in our case, without, well, he didn't do the smicha, it's keeper below keeper, meaning he gets kapara, but he didn't do nachas ruach l'kono. So Gemara says, no, that's not the machlokas. He's trying to say they have a paradigm for the concept of keeper below keeper. In other words, when he says by smicha, that the Bryce said keeper below keeper, if you neglect to do smicha, you get kapara to protect it from the yisurin, it works, but it's not done properly. So too, by the Metzora, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you don't put the extra oil on the head, it's kiper, meaning now he's not Mechusar Kippurim, and he can bring the Karbanos, and he's not Asur B'Kachim anymore. However, he didn't do Nachas Ruch HaKono, because he didn't follow the ritual completely. No, it's not. We're just being done in the Braisa itself. They interlude in the middle, in the Gemara Bash, interlude in the middle to discuss the Braisa we're talking about. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the explanation of the focus from Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva. Hasam, by the Taras of Metzora, Nami Kiper Matan Bahonos, Lo Kiper Matanos Rosh. Where Yochanan ben Nuri says is Kiper below Kiper, Rashi, it's that he was Kiper, meaning it's not Me'akev, the putting it on the thumbs and on the big toe. That you don't have to do again. But it's Lo Kiper, I mean you have to redo and put oil on his head, right? In order to get full. In other words, it worked partially. You did what you had to do. It's not ma'akev the other thing, and therefore you don't have to do the first part again, but you do have to do the second part again. So it's kiper, meaning that part was good. Low kiper, you still have to do the oil on the head. Right? So therefore, you say also by us. That's why you say by us. So it works for one thing, it works for another thing. Therefore, you say by us also by the smicha things. By not doing smicha, it would work for everything done prior to smicha. And it doesn't work for the bitul asay of smicha, not for the fact that we just proved that the bitul asay of smicha only takes place after shechita. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back. Now, the Gemara goes back to what we had before. Our suffix was by kapara of asay after hafrasha. So the Gemara says tashma. We haven't answered that suffix yet. Kiper below kiper. I don't know if we answered what kiper below kiper means in this pasuk though. In this thing, because we said keep people keep their means about the asay, bitul asay of the smicha. And then we said, what are you talking about? It can't be the bitul asay of the smicha, because the bitul asay of the smicha is after shechita. So it's not talking about that. So we say, oh, maybe it meant keep people keep their meant that's talking about you do nachas ruach l'kono, because that's, and we have a paradigm by Metzora, but we just knocked off that paradigm by Metzora, so it's not talking about nachas ruach l'kono. So what is keep people keep their talking about? I think that's what the flow of the Gemara is. We don't have anything that people of Kippur talks about. We have two possibilities. We knocked out one, and then we just knocked out the other. I don't know. So Tashma, to try to answer our question about the suffix, whether or not the Nasei after HaFrasha is subsumed, and you get kapara for that by the Korban Ola. Okay. So Tashma, Rav Shimon Omer, Kivsei Atzeres, the Kivsim that are brought on Shavuos, Lama Hein Boyin. Why are they brought? Wait a second. Not Kivsei Atzeres. Kivtzei Yetzer Shlomim. Right? They're not born for a fate. Right? Right? He says, Kivtzei Yetzer Shlomim Nidu. Those are Shlomim. There's no point. It's all point. They're not born for Kapara. Right? So how are you talking about, you know, what are you talking about? Kivtzei Yetzer Shlomim. Ella, Si'irei Yetzer Shlomim Hebam. The Si'irim. Right, that are brought on atzeres lamehim boyim. If we know this from Shmuel's days, why they brought? They brought lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadosha. They brought to atone for the sins of going into the mikdash when you are tameh, or even touching when you are tameh. That's what every atzeres they brought two of them. The two kipsay atzeres, the two siri atzeres. Right, Rashi says siri atzeres gabe atzeres ksivsni. Two seer. Chaber Torah Kahanim. One I guess in Vayikra. The pasuk says, "Vashita Vashishram Seerizim Echa Lechatas." The Chad the Chumash Hakudim in the Midbar by Musafim. The Kaimalam Masechah Shavuos Seerei Haragolim Voyin Al Tumas Mikdash Vekachov Sheein Bo Yediyah Lo Btchilav Obaso. So the Gemara says, now if they're brought to be Metaper on that, what do I bring the second one for? The Gemara says, right, the Rav Shimon comes and asks, Nizrak Damo Shel Rishon. So I did the first one and I threw the blood. So now we all have kapara on the tumas mikdash v'kachov. So sheni la makariv. Why is the second one brought? What do you need the second one for? The Gemara says, al tuma she'ora ben zeh lezeh. For any tuma that happened between the hakrava of the first karvan and the hakrava of the second karvan. Rashi says, sheni la makariv. Halo rishon kipe al tuma shalafanov. He says ben zeh lezeh. Kasalka daitach ben hakravasa shalzeh hakravasa shalzeh. In between, maybe in between, they were marked with karbanos. Some Yisrael walked into the base of Midrash when he was coming. So the Gemara then says, "Emor Mayat." You see from here that really, if that's the case, we should be bringing these karbanos every second of the day. So the Gemara says, "Emor Mayat." Ruin Ha Yisrael, the hakik karbanos same, but kol esu kol shah. But Ella shechisek hakasa. But Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to spend so much money. So we only bring it specifically. We only bring it specifically when the Torah tells us. But for those 2 seconds, why not 10? Why not the whole day? There's a custom, only have to bring 2. Right, Rashi says, Ru'uyin ha Yisrael, the kol shah, the suffer quoting kindly, Ella, shechosek ha-kosav, Rashi says, chosok me'avinoseihem, v'lo diktik achareihem, v'fisha chasam amona. Okay? So Gemara says, v'ha-hachi, but the point being over here, is you were mafrish these korbanos, right, these olos, you mafresh them, and it's being mechaper on something that took place after the hafrasha. Put aside our question, our difficulty that we have, but bottom line is, you're getting kapara for a bitul asay, that took place post hafrasha. The ha-hacha, the asay la-achar hafrasha, the chavachapra. So you see, here we have a korban, that's mechaper, of an averus asay, that's done after hafrasha. So say that's our answer by the ola. So Gemara says, no. That's not what's going on here. E the afrishinu bevas achas. If they were mafrish both of these karbonos at the same time, then hakanami. Then in hakanami, you are correct. You are correct, and they would be getting kapara post rasha avera. Haka b'maya skinon. What are we talking about over here? The afrishinu beze achar ze. You were mafrish them one after another. You mafrish one, and then you mafrish another. So what does it mean? We'll say it outside, though. What does it mean that you get kapara for tuma she'ora bin zelazeh? It's for the tuma that took place between the hafrashos. I know that still you have the question. So mafresh a third, and mafresh a fourth, and mafresh a fifth. Sorry. I don't know. Is it? These are the korban sivah. These are korban sivah. Why are you saying that? No, but on Shavuos there's a carbon seabor of two seirim. What is a carbon seabor? Right, but it's a carbon seabor. I hear what you said. How you compare a carbon seabor to carbon seabor? I hear your question is even stronger. A korban sivor, and a korban yachid is one of the differences we said between Shini Kodesh and Shini Nevi'ah. They were two completely separate. The ola that we're talking about. Our whole question is on the korban ola. But we say there's a difference between korban sivor and korban ola. Our whole question is on the korban ola, whether it works to for post
post hafrasha averos. That's my korban ola. And we'll bring the raya now from the kipsei atzeres. Because I think his question is we never compare a korban tzibur and a korban yachid. That was one of the distinctions. Right, the comparison has to do with what's coming to be kapara. Okay. I think it's a good question. I think there's an answer. But why? I hear the question. I also hear the answer, but okay. Right? It's b'zeh achar zeh, and you're talking about the tumor that took place between the hafrasha of the first one and the hafrasha of the second one, and however long it took. What if they didn't do it? What if they did it at the same time? What if they the Torah is only talking about this one instance? That's the Gemara's question. Is the whole Torah telling me that you bring Shnei Seirim, that if the Pasuk is only talking about the case where you were machmir from Zeh Achar Zeh, you had to bring the Shnei Seirim at Seres every single year. Not if you just machmir, even if you machmir from Bevas Achas. Torah doesn't make a distinction. And your question is also valid. So what do you mean? So I was machmir at 1 at 8:30, and I was machmir at 1 at 9. So therefore, the 1 at 9 could take care of the tumor that took place in 8:39. What about the tumor that takes place from 9 to 9:30, 9:30, what about all that? What? So the Gemara says, so you have no raya because they're not coming to be mechaper on a post hafrasha avera. So the Gemara says, no. Amarat. So wait. So the Gemara says no. So the Gemara says vileku. No, I said it wrong. He says vileku. He says vileku lema lekra. Vileku lema lekra. See the zeh. Actually, it can't be the zeh harzeh. We just knocked off. That it can't be Zeh Achar Zeh, because you have to bring the snake, Shibzei Atzeres, Shibzei Atzeres, even if you do it with Bas Achas. So you do it with Bas Achas, what is the second one coming to be Mechafer? The second one's coming to be Mechafer on the tumor that took place between the Hakrav of the first one and the Hakrav of the second one. So it comes to be, it's still a post Hafrasha Avera. So Gemara says, no, much like you said, Amar Papa, Karbonos Tzibur Kamarta? Are you talking about Karbonos Tzibur? Karbonos Tzibur are completely different. A completely different animal. No pun intended. They're a completely different animal. Why? Shani Karbonos Tzibur, the lay Beis Din Kamasna Alehen. The heart of Beis Din has a tznai on them. What does that mean? Rashi says, Lev Beis Din Ha'am. But Ha'oskim Etzarchi Tzibur, those who deal with the needs of the community, Masna Alehen, they make a tznai on these Karbonos. Sha'afilu yafrishim ha'kohanim b'vas achas, that even if the kohanim are mafresh them at one time, at the same time, lo tehei hafroshos ha'achor hafrosha, the second hafrosha doesn't count as the real hafrosha, ad samuch la'akravoso, until right before it's hafrosha, kidei she'eroi yisheni zeh lavo al tumah she'ur ben tayin, in order so the second korban can affect any tumah that took place. So it is mafresh back then, but it's not halachically hafrosh yet. Right? There's a distinction. It's set aside at point A, but it's only hafrosh at point B, which is after the hakrava of the first animal. Well, I love this there. You gotta figure that out. Yeah. Torah tells, I like that. So Torah says you have to bring two of them. So at least by the time you're makrim, both korbanos, it took care of it. Okay. There's no tzibur. Right. That's what the Gemara said. That was one of the Gemara's questions. That the pasuk said you bring two. So if you bring two, you have to bring two in a way that both of them are effective. Okay. Okay. Right here. One. Maybe one or two. Yes. Still in Avera. Yeah, it's difficult to wrap your head around that. Because there's no post that tells you you have to bring it on circus. Because there's no... There's, Right, another car.
But this is...
Right, the kips, these are the kipsei atzeres. Oh, did he bring up? Oh, the Gemara talked about kipsei atzeres. No, the seirim on the other regalim also work. But nevertheless, so from Shuas to Sukkot is a long time. From Sukkot to Pesach is even a longer time. From Pesach to Shuas, you're right. Oh, what a drusha. Wow. That's a speech right there. You see, from Zlatan Dabzai, you can bring that out of the speech. So from here, basically, we have the concept of, right, Shani, delay based Yamasanahem. And the Gemara brings another proof by Karbonos that there's a Tanai by Karbon Sibor. Kid the Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Karbonos Sibor, Sakin Moshachtan Lemashahim. The knife, we saw this also earlier in this Mazata, the knife pulls them to what they're supposed to be, right? Only at the moment of Shechita, right? Saki Moshe Lemashekehen, Rashi says, Hashochton Moshechoson Lemashehen Ru'uyen, Ve'omdim, Vafilu Lo Yoda Hashochit Mayhen. Even the Shechita doesn't know what he's doing here. The knife pulls it, because this is separate. This proof over here that Korban Sibor is different, right? That only the time of the Shechita, you get the name of the Korban. So like you say, even if it was Kofresh beforehand, it means it was only set aside before. No, the Shechita does. Oh, no, right, correct. Right, the halacha is that, let's say, on the first day of Nisan, right, you have, after the first day of Nisan, you have to bring the Karbonos Tzibor from the new Truma, right? That's the new Truma that has to be brought. So before the first of Nisan, you took a bunch of kipsim for the Tumit from the Moos of the old year. You have them, and you didn't use them. And now the first of Nisan comes up. So the halacha is that you makriv these karbonos, for Ketzer Mizbeach, when the Mizbeach isn't full, right, as an adaba, right, as an adaba, not for a Tzibor. Even though they took them away, like on the 29th day of Adar, to shave Korban Tzibor. But if they're put away for Korban Tamid, why are you now being makrish them as an adaba? Right, they're mapish them as a nidva sibur, not the korban tamid. Must be because even though they were hufresh beforehand, the lay bathed in his masna land, they don't get their shame korban. They don't get the shame of the korban that they are until the shechita. So if they're roi to be brought as a tamid, fine. But if now Rosh Chodesh Nisan passes and they're no longer roi to be brought as a tamid because they're from the old truma, they're brought for ketz mizbeach. So you see here the same concept. That socket most of the mashayim, which means that the bezdin, the carbon of seabor, leave based in the kamasna land, which means that they only get their name of what carbon they are at the moment of shechita. So back to our case by the ova, true, they were set aside beforehand, and true, they're getting kapara for bittul asay that was post that setting aside. But because they're a korban tzibor, they may have been set aside earlier, but they're not necessarily halachically hufrush until that moment. Therefore, the kapara that they are giving, they're giving the kapara for the tumma that took place between them, but it wasn't halachically hufrush yet. And therefore, it's not a raya to us yet. We don't have a proof that the ola will work for post hufrush of eros. Okay, we'll stop. Have a good day.